Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message comes from the camp, Who is He Who Overcomes the World, preached to university students in Mampong in Ghana. Today's message is entitled, The Worldly Version and the Godly Version. In today's teaching, Bishop Dag will teach on the difference between the worldly version and the godly version of several things and will share examples to help you be strengthened in your Christian walk. To be a strong Christian or servant of God requires spirituality and a deliberate conscious effort to overcome the world through a series of choices day by day, to opt for the world or to opt for the things of God.
Chapter 9. The worldly version and the godly version. Of almost everything. Now, are you there? Who is talking? Okay. Somebody is talking? All right. Now, the world has its version of everything. And in Christ, we have our version of everything. Okay? So, as a Christian, you have to get used to the idea that there is a godly variety of almost everything. Amen. Are you there? Because Ephesians chapter 2, let's turn there, shows us how much things of the world are really governed by the devil. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. Amen. Amen. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation or behavior. Conversation in the King James Bible is an old word. All the new versions change the word conversation. Because conversation doesn't mean the same thing today. Conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So, in the world, this verse describes what an unbeliever is very well. It says, among whom we all had our behavior in the lusts of the flesh. Again, you see the desires of the flesh. Like when you take a young lady, you see that the desire of her flesh is among the seven girls who came mostly for greatness, fame, importance. Do you understand? Which is the same offer that the serpent gave to Eve. You will be like God. You know everything. And he didn't give it to the man. He gave it to the woman. And she took it. You'll be great. You'll be wild. You'll be Mrs. Whatever. You'll be Madam This. Instead of thinking of what it means. That you will even leave your church. Will you be able to come to First Love Church when you are in the palace? That one there doesn't matter at all. You say that you are going to a church, an African church. There. These people, do they believe in God? They don't even believe in God. But you took it straight away because the greatness was offered to you. You accepted it. So we all lived in the past just fulfilling. Everybody say fulfilling.
Fulfilling.
The lusts
of the flesh.
That is the difference, the mark between the difference of an unbeliever and a Christian, or the world and not the world. That, not that we don't have the desires. We have the desires. Every girl wants importance and greatness and wants to be married to somebody who makes her importance even more important and makes her greatness even greater. Every girl wants that. Yeah. Every girl would prefer to be married to a doctor rather than to a male nurse. True or not true? Yeah. But the doctor sounds more powerful than a male nurse. Wow. So, thank God that he's showing us that these are not abnormal desires. They are there, but they are the desires that the devil feeds on. He sucks those things in the flesh. Then it gets bigger and destroys you. He knows that we have them. The boys too, we have a lot of desires for sex. We are very, very sexual. Look, in nature, the male is more sexual than the female. All the animals, you'll find out that the female lies down quietly while the male jumps on the female, and the female stays there coolly. It's like, I understand. Whether it's horses, camels, zebras, or lions, leopards, they lie down quietly and allow the male to exert himself and do what he's trying to do. And then when he finishes, then they all move away. Wow. This is what is worrying the brothers. Brothers, is this not true? And for the sisters, what is worrying you? Greatness, isn't it? You want to be great. Wow. But you see, you don't get healed and you don't develop power over things when they are secret, in secret. If you have a problem and it is a secret, you are always keeping it in secret, it becomes more powerful. You know, I said that when you have a marital problem and you don't share it, the problem gets bigger. It's like a disease. You don't say it. It gets bigger and bigger. So it's better to be open. The more open you are, the problem, to your surprise, others have it. Even the doctor who is treating you has that same sickness which you didn't want to say. And his is even bigger than yours. You get it? So openness, because when I preach some of these things and I say, especially the sisters, they all look as if, well, we don't really know what you are talking about. No, we don't really understand what you are saying. Well, it's not all of us. You know, not all girls are like, some of us are not into whatever. Well, I mean, I don't think, well, all those things don't let you be cured. It's rather the spirit of serpent deception to cover up and not accept that you are just a normal person. It's humility to accept that you are normal. It takes a lot of humility to see how base you are. Yeah. To see that you are not anything different from what's in the Bible. So, when sometimes we say this, oh, brothers, this is our problem. Hey, you say, look, we are liberating ourselves and bringing the problem out to the open. Then we see, they say, yeah, you know, my flesh feels like it, but Charlie, yeah, we are going to just control it. But I can't lie to you that, you know, the way things are, it's hot, man. It's a hot day. Wow. Are you understanding me? And the sisters do the same. Say, yeah, Charlie, I need royalty. Why not? Every girl wants royal. Who doesn't want to marry the prince? All those who didn't come to the front want to marry princes. Don't mind them at all. You think we are deceived by the fact that you didn't come there? Ah, yeah. It's just that these ones came, you know. And I'm going to give all seven of them a special prize each. They came to help my preaching. Yeah. Wow. Is it fantastic? Is it amazing? Yeah. So, the difference is that when we were in the world, we were fulfilling these desires. But not that we don't have them. We have them. So when you sit by an unbeliever, he's having the desire and you are also having the desire. But you are not fulfilling yours. That's where the difference comes in between a Christian and a non-Christian. Now you say, oh, now that I'm a believer, I'm an osofo. I don't have feelings again. Omale. A certain young lady married a pastor when they entered into the marriage chamber. And then the pastor started doing certain moves. The sister said, hey, pastor. He said, what are you expecting of me? Are you expecting prayers at this time? Are you expecting declarations of faith? Are you expecting fastings? Are you expecting a worship time? He has been having desires for years. I know that he has not been fulfilling them. Now he has got an opportunity to fulfill them. And that one too, you are trying to inhibit him. Is it nice? Is fine or no fine? No fine. As a normal creature of creation, you must lie down quietly like a zebra and allow the male zebra to do what he can do. And then after you go. You get what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, I'm a good creation. Good creature of creation. Yeah. Wow. Now, there is a worldly version, therefore, of everything. And the worldly version is brought about by these two things. The fact that the world is fulfilling what it feels. And the church is not fulfilling what it's feeling. It's feeling, but not fulfilling. Like now, you may be here, you feel like going to the toilet. And somebody will fulfill it. Some will not fulfill it and be sitting here. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. Some fulfill it and some don't fulfill it. They hold it. But it's not that you are not. Wouldn't you like to marry a prince too?
It would be very fantastic.
Yeah. She didn't get it, but it would be fantastic. It'd be fantastic. Would you like to marry a prince too? You had a dream like that, yeah. It's normal.
Amy, I'm not the type who wants to marry.
No, don't bring yourself at all. Don't bring yourself. Umali. Yeah. Okay. Now, when somebody fulfills the passions and the desires, it becomes different from somebody who is not fulfilling it. Yeah. That is why you don't feel happy when you masturbate. What you feel at the masturbation is a fulfilling of something. Like, so you don't feel so happy. It's like as if you fulfilled a desire. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Once you're a Christian, anytime you fulfill certain desires, you wonder about yourself. It's like, again, I'm here again, at the same place. You have to ask for forgiveness. What you asked for forgiveness yesterday, and even when you were asking, you knew you would do it. Wow. So, this creates worldly version. Let's start with music. There is worldly music and spiritual music. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And in the worldly music, you get it? It is being sung by men inspired by their passions, by demons, and even the words of the songs. You can see that they are songs for us to do something. Isn't it? Oriented towards the fulfilling of passions and feelings. Wow. Some of you remember some of the words. What words do you remember? One more time. What song is that? One more time. Hey. Quickly, brother, one more time.
It's like,
you know, that's the only word you remember is one more time. Wow. Any other song? What song? Just say. Just smile when the rain is gone.
To me, written for my heart.
Huh? What does it say?
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be the reason why. Every time I walk by the door, I feel you're a little more inside. I don't want to hurt it anymore.
What's inside? What is inside?
I don't want to be a murderer.
A what?
I know they're out.
Murderer. I want to be what?
No, she doesn't want to be unfaithful to the guy, so she doesn't want to be a murderer or something like that.
Hey. And when you listen to the song, It is all inspired to fulfill more desires. Yeah. Very, very sensual. So when you listen to such music, you see that your passions, which are already there, they are waiting for the matches to light it. And you have got the song to light it. Like that. And you see that the fire is in you. What?
Do it to me one more time.
Hey. Do it to me one more time. Huh?
R. Kelly has the slow wind. Would you wind for me? Slow wind for me.
Wind.
Wine.
Yeah. Which means like move.
Yeah. The time was
move your waist for me one more time.
Yeah. The time was come to do us. Know you that?
All of me. Shh. The fact that you have been hearing, I've never heard these songs before. Never.
It is me like this. When you touch me like that, it's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back. And when you hold me like this,
hey!
Like we've got the singers here. I tell you, we have the music in the system. Any more music? Yes.
It's a song by Marvin Gaye. It goes
Marvin Gaye.
I've been really, really trying, baby, to hold back this feeling for so long. Come on. Ooh, come on.
Let's get it on.
Like, let's get it on. Like, let's go in and have sex.
So you are an elder or a pastor, and you are in your room listening to this, and your pillow is the one suffering. Wow. Yes. Oh, that's one here. Keep
John
quiet.
Legend.
When he finishes. Yes.
John Legend, all of me.
What would I do without your smile mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful...
So, are you people still listening to these songs? No, wait, it's an important question. Listen. Yes.
Bishop Ogo, please.
Please listen. I've asked a question. I want an answer.
They can't say no because they were singing along with him, and this song is a very current song. So if they know...
How current is the song?
I don't know, but it's the song that is being played...
2014?
I think so. It's the song that's being played around everywhere on campus.
So then this is your camp?
Yeah.
This is your camp. Do you see? So, as we are here singing, what? I'm a friend of God. And what else? Soon and very soon. Then you are also with us and you are listening to what? All of me. You see, and it is that dilution that leads to barrenness. So it's not, you see, it's not that you don't have soon and very soon. You have it. It's not that you don't have what for the song? Through it all. You have it. But you are mixing it with something else. Do you see? And the danger, please listen. The danger here is that you are deceiving yourself. Now, in you, there's a strong conviction that you have God. You have God. You have the Word of God. You have the Bible on your iPad. You have, some of you here have got unbeliever music on your phone. Listen, is there anybody here with unbeliever music on your phone? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand. One. And these are the ones who are going to overcome. Two. Three. Yes. See, as soon as you stand up, you have exercised authority over that weakness. Yeah. And if you sit down, it has rather exerted power over your life. And you will be under forever. I'm waiting for you to stand up. I'm saying that if you are here and you have... Listen. I've been having meetings with my pastors. You know, some time ago, I used to have a general meeting with all my shepherds. And then we go through the work they are doing. And one day I just felt I should have meetings with the pastor and his shepherds. So a pastor comes with one shepherd A pastor comes, two shepherds. Pastor comes, five. Then I was recently, did I say this the last time, the last camp? I was with a pastor and a shepherd talking about the work of God. And I saw his phone, a nice iPhone. And I just felt that, no, this phone lying here has got unbeliever songs on it. So the discussion just changed. And I asked him that, do you listen to unbeliever music? There was no answer. And I said, do you have unbeliever music on this phone? If you don't answer me, I know where to find the songs. That he brought it out. This is just a few months ago. A shepherd. R2Bs. In my church. Listen, listen. Please listen. R2Bs. Shatawale was on it. A third one. I don't remember the third one. Not Sarko there. Something else. Now, listen. Listen very carefully. So, what we are seeing here is not strange. I'm saying that if you are here and you have unbeliever, even one, on your phone, stand up and have power over it. I'm waiting for you to stand up. Those who are standing, keep standing. You are exercising power over worldliness. But as you sit down, so somebody is standing up, more are standing. I'm waiting for you to stand up. You see, it is this life that leads to weakness, barrenness. You are around. You have the word. You have the music. You have everything a Christian should have, plus the unbeliever songs. Do you see? And that is what leads to lukewarmness. Lukewarmness is not coldness. It means that when you say water is lukewarm, it means the water is hot plus cold. So, yeah, the water has the hot water. You have the hot water in the bucket. And then you have also poured cold water in it. Water you should not have poured into it has been poured into it. Meanwhile, somebody else also has the same amount of hot water. I have 3 liters of hot water. You have 3 liters of hot water. But you have gone to pour 1 liter of ice water into your hot water. So you have exactly what I have, but you are powerless because you have mixed it with something you shouldn't have mixed it with. Do you see? So, I'm very happy that you've stood up. Standing up means that you are rejecting that life. As you go, remove those things from your life. So see, this camp is a very, very, very practical camp. There's nothing theoretical. You can't understand, you can't relate to it. You see from the sisters who came here. It is happening now. And there are more of you who have got other things on your phone. Pornography. There are people here with pornography on your iPad. I'm not into this high tech thing, but if we take your iPad and like those guys who can go into your history and connect your iPad to something that shows what you have been browsing, we'll see pornographic websites. All those, if you have something like on your iPad. Just one clip, a 2 minute clip on your phone. Stand up and let's see. Be real and have power over it. Stand up, just stand up. You are a sister, you are a brother, you got something small, just a clip that was there. Even you deleted it last week, but you had it. Somebody has stood up, and I'm telling you. You will not be the same again. When you sit down, you have power over it. Yeah. When you stand, for as long as you are sitting down, it is dominating your life. Yeah. So stand up if you are here like that. Has someone just stood up? Or these are all the music plus one. Yeah. Who else is standing up? You've got some clip of pornography, some episode. Eh? Small episode, yes? Be real and stand to your feet. if you want to serve God, if you want to be anointed, if you want to be used by God, free yourself. Like the sisters who came, they freed themselves by saying what was in their heart, and they have been treated. So stand up. I'm waiting for you to stand up. One, yes. On your phone, iPad, tablet, laptop. There's a laptop. Your old laptop is where you have been storing the things. But your iPad, there's nothing on it, but you have the laptop in your room. CD, you have the CD there. Stand to your feet, I'm waiting for you. One has stood up. You see, so there's more. I'm waiting for you to stand. Just 1 minute. Stand up. You are being delivered. No one is going to lay his hands on you. You are not going to pour oil on you. But just by getting up, strength has come to say no to this. Let's pray. Father, I pray for these ones who are standing. We release power over the works of the enemy. We release strength into their lives. We ask for strength for them to overcome the world and the things that are in the world. Grant them the ability to one day stand as your anointed vessels, as missionaries, pastors, serving you without any trace of worldliness in them. For when the prince of this world comes, may he find nothing in their lives, in their ministry. May they not be brought down one day because of things that should have been taken away that were allowed to linger. Thank you, Lord, for victory over the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Be seated.
Amen. John 18:36. There is a worldly version of everything. There is a worldly method of everything. Music, film, dressing, school, relationship. There's a worldly relationship, worldly marriage. Yes. And there is a godly one, sober, godly, and righteous. Or sober, righteous, and godly, SRC. And DW, remember? UW. SRC president has a VW. And godliness and worldly lust. Now, Jesus answered when they were trying to catch him. Then my kingdom is, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. You see, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, you will see me doing something different. Yeah, you will see a different thing altogether. Yeah. Completely. You will not see me standing here coolly like that. People are coming to kill me. People are doing this. I'm just standing there quoting scriptures. That is not how he behaved in the real world or in this world. You don't stand and quote scriptures when they are arresting you. You fight, you defend yourself, you explain, you do so many things. But there is a version. You see, Pilate said, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and priests have delivered thee unto thee. And what have you done? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, you will see something different. I know taekwondo. I know karate. My servants will fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. I don't come from here. So I'm not going to use a worldly method and a worldly thing to fight. I'll not use worldly music, worldly dressing to get a beloved. You see, when you use worldliness to get a beloved, you are going to have a different kind of beloved. Yes. You see, if you are from this world, To get a man, you have to do the things that they do in the world. You sleep with them. Because men also sleep with you to see your performance. To see your performance. Like, how are you like in bed? Are you lively? Are you like a deer? Are you like an antelope? Are you like a hippopotamus? They want to test you. And rate you. Sometimes after one experience, they never come for you again because you were rated very poorly. When I was looking for a beloved, I refused to go by that method. Yeah, I refused it. Because in my wife's family, most of them had been pregnant before they got married. And I could see that was what they wanted. For pregnancy first. Everybody was pregnant before they were allowed to marry. I said, no. If we will be barren, we should be barren. Or whatever, no, because I cannot do that. If my kingdom was of this world, I would do that if I was of the world and I'm going to marry. Oh, I would taste and see. Wow. I would try different girls. So this one is like an eagle. This one is like an antelope. This one is like a hippo. This one is like what? A mountain goat. This one is strong like a horse. She's like a zebra. This one is like a camel, which never lies down and never sleeps. It's very strong. A giraffe. They don't lie down easily. The whole life, they don't lie down. The whole life, it doesn't lie down. It stands. Through sleeps on their feet. Never lies down. If you find a giraffe lying down, maybe 5 minutes, immediately gets up after 5 minutes. Yeah. It doesn't lie down. I have caught somebody who's like a giraffe. He's strong. Yes. Testing. Testing mic. 1, 2. Testing mic. 1, 2. But you cannot do that. That's what Jesus was saying. You think I don't know how to fight? You think I don't know about the worldly methods? There's a worldly method of getting a man. You do certain things to get the man, but there's only certain type of men you will get. You know, I use the girls to show you that story. But I had the same story with boys. I had 3 or 4 guys. I think I don't know which country they were, Zambia or some other country. But before they left Canada, they never had beloveds. So when they were there as missionaries, they wrote so that we want you to help us to find beloveds. So we asked them, what kind of beloved do you want? And to our surprise, they sent sizes with numbers for the what do you call it? Yeah. They said of up here, this is the size. And of down here, this is the size. I mean, actual numbers. What is that? What is that? What are they looking at? The last of the eyes. The last of the flesh. Yes. And some people even want to marry a rich woman so that she will help him financially. Or somebody with a British passport or an American passport or a green card. When I see you have a green card, you are going to the States. So yes, I'm in love, but you are not in love at all. And you see it after. Woe to you if you are a good brother and you've married one of these girls. Obama, Kechale, you are not loved. You sit alone and cry. Ah. Oh, Lord. Look at what has happened to me since I married Araba Lucy. Here, mobile. So, everything you do, ask yourself, you want to do the worldly way, you see the guy you'll get. Somebody who looks at sizes. So, she's perfect. He'll try you, test you. Go and have one baby and come. All the ladies you are seeing, when they have children, on a flat, but it's not flat. On a being a flat, it's not flat. Yeah. People think it is men who have pot bellies. But because we don't wear dresses, that is why you see us first as having pot bellies. We don't wear this thing, what do you call it? Dress. If I was wearing a dress, you'd never see mine. They have more pot bellies. Yeah. Una left flat, but the pot is there. Now you see that you've changed. You used to be like this. Now you are like this. Like a mahogany tree. True or not true?
True.
It's what I'm saying true. Do you know about what I'm talking about? Yeah. And now the man that you use your body to get and charm him, now you see that you don't even have the vitamins. You need to take vitamins to do what is. And there are other frisky girls in the system with more stars, with newer ways of enchanting elderly men. Wow. What are you going to do? You charmed the wrong guy. You should have gotten a beloved with the Christian way. What's the Christian way? Christian way, be a good girl. Keep your virginity. If you've lost your virginity, keep the modified virginity. It's called MV. MVI, International. You keep the MVI intact. You stay in the house of God. Worship the Lord. Be a good sister. Eh? Be a good sister. Be coming to church. Be humble. Share the word. Be a nice person. Pleasant. And you see that people will even notice you that, oh, that sister, what about that sister? The nice sister there. What about this one? She comes to church. She's around. She's practicing. She's flowing. They'll start to recommend you. You don't need to use your breast. You don't need to use it. Because I tell you, you might, you see that the breast that you see it here. That you see it here. Oh, now let us, it is here. It is not there. It is down here. It's down here. Now, that brother who you felt was not an exciting brother, the one who said, let the church say amen, he doesn't even know the positions of the bread. When he sees it standing here, he would think that that is how it is. So he just takes it as it is. But this experienced guy who has seen apples, pears, and other things, eggs, when he sees that, he says, no, 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 no. My wife is an old lady. I need a young, fresh. And there are people who get small, small girls. Plenty. Just like how some of you have been sleeping with people's husbands. Your husband too. There will be girls who will be sleeping with your husband for you nicely. Yeah. Just as you saw it, you also experience it. Wow. And you brothers, you follow the last of the way to get a Christian beloved is not to look at hips. You are following hips. Even when you marry, you won't see that hip. Have a cavalier with a big cloth moving to the house angrily. Yeah, with a big cloth, she's marching to the house. She's bored. Bored with everybody shouting. Shouting at this. A lot of quiet ladies don't know they're quiet, but they shout. Shout at this, and they tell all. Hey, oh, now they're quiet in the chair, but it's not quiet. Shout at the children, shout at this one, shout at this. Hey. Oh, you've not seen one before. How many have seen shouting pot belly lady with breath that have gone downstairs? Waterfall. That breast you were following is a cardboard. That curve you were following is a cardboard. Yes. You shouldn't have followed it. You should have looked for the character of the person, the heart of the person. Does she love the Lord? Does she follow good things? Is she patient? Can she be rebuked? Does she obey the pastor? How long has she been in the church? Or she just came as a hunter? Just came 1, 2, 3, 4. No, she come around. A new person. There was a sister here that you know. You wouldn't take that one. You take a stranger. Bible warns you about marrying strangers. Don't marry new people. Don't marry new people. Marry old ones. The Bible warns about a strange woman. It says she is the stranger within. She just came. You don't have to marry a new person. You have to marry a well-known person that not only you know, but a number of people know. Listen, this is a camp. I'm talking to you. Don't think about others. I don't know why people like to listen to things that don't belong to them. I'm talking to you as we are here now. Yeah, some people want to listen to camp that doesn't belong to them. I'm talking to you as practically we are here. Yeah. I'm telling you how to marry in the Christian way. Yeah. When Dr. Go was looking for his wife, he knew her by the Christian method. She brought him even to the church, the house of the Lord. She brought him to Christ, witnessing. He is a convert of his wife. Yeah, he's a convert of his wife. And they were working together as born again Christians in the church fellowship for years. It's not about you see a strange person. Sir. When I was praying, I saw through the corner of my eye. Stupid boy. Just put your eyes straight and start asking questions. We have stopped following the last of the eyes since this camp ended. There is a worldly way of achieving things and there is a Christian way of achieving things. We want an atmosphere. We have atmosphere for Christians. You don't need to listen to those. You should even know the spirits that are coming. When you start listening to their music, you become charged. Charged. Yeah. There's a Christian way to pass exams. There's a Christian way to be promoted. When you go to politics, you don't have to sleep with everybody. Sleep with the minister of blue clouds, minister of white clouds, minister of green grass, minister of this, deputy minister of stones and sand and stones. No! But in the world, you sleep your way through. You sleep your way with the MD. You sleep your way with this. Sleep your way with somebody's husband. The worldly way to attract. You have to do hair. Everything is hair, face, makeup, this, that. Look, brothers, when you see the makeup, when you see, look carefully at the, learn to know makeup. When you look at the face, it's too smooth. The face is too smooth. It's too fair. It's too perfect. Too shiny. Immediately your antenna goes zoom, 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 zoom. Ta 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 ta. Alert. alert, code red, alert. Finish. That's all. It's too smooth. It's too nice. The hair is too bad. How come her hair has grown so much? It hasn't grown. It is not hair. Her hair. It hasn't grown. When you do this, I need it to come up. You see the person. I mean, occasionally, you should sort of trip. And as you are falling down, you say, oh, then you hold it. And you see that. And you say, ow! As of now, you are a boy. As of now, you are a boy. Tell your neighbor there is a worldly method of everything. Yeah. Number two, there is worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom. There's a worldly version of wisdom. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. The wisdom of this world is foolishness. With God. 1 Corinthians 3:19. 17. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. But then there's another type of wisdom. James 3:17. The wisdom that is from above. Above. There is another version of wisdom. Another version of wisdom. And that version of wisdom is peaceful, gentle, easy to be advised. Huh? Not intractable, stubborn. Easy to be, like this camp, you should have been entreated. You see, our brother Nanaya was explaining, we talk about mortgage, whatever. Some people are not easy to be entreated. When you preach, they will do the opposite. They will do the exact opposite of what you say. Yeah. Exact opposite. When I preach like I'm preaching now, there are some people who do the opposite of what I'm saying. Yeah. You'll be surprised. We are all together. Some people cannot easily be entreated. You have to suffer in this life before you get sense. Easy to be entreated. Full of mercy. It is wise to be merciful. Full of good fruits. It's wise to have fruits without partiality. It's wise not to be partial and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom from above. Wow. Wisdom from where? Above. Above. Are you listening to me? The wisdom from above. So there's wisdom. So when an unbeliever is talking, they often can give you worldly wisdom. Since you are not getting married, go and find a handsome man and have a child with him. That's all. Yeah. Since you are not getting married, do this and that. Since this and that, do this. When you go to the workplace, do this. There's worldly wisdom. It seems to be getting you somewhere. But there is wisdom that is from above. That wisdom is pure. It's wise to be pure. It's peaceful. It's wise to be at peace with your father. Those of you who have conflicts with parents, you are not a wise person. As a parent, I can tell you, one of the most foolish things is to not flow with your parents. As a parent, because I have children. And I can see that the destiny of my children changed based on their relationship with me. Even as far as I'm concerned as a parent. I even changed their destiny myself. Based on their relationship with me. Oh yeah, I assess them based on their relationship with me. And I change their destiny as far as my powers are. Based on their relationship with me. Oh, cry. you don't believe me. You take me as a fool. You think that all that God has done for me. You think you don't like the God that I like. The God that I have served, the God that has given me everything and done everything. You don't like that God. Everything I am and I have and I do, it all comes from God. You don't like that God. Your destiny will change as far as my powers are concerned. Cry. So if you are a child, you see your parents, you should be careful with the parents. Your whole destiny, it is the most stupid thing for you not to have a good flow with your parents. It's stupid. That's why the Bible says the word of the wisdom from above is pure peaceable peace. Peace in your home. Peace with your mother. Peace with your father. Peace with your husband. Peace with your wife. It's better. It's wise. That's the wisdom from above. But the wisdom that is from below, you say, I'll stand for my right. I'll do this. Where are you now? And where has it brought you to? What has it done for you? Stand up for your right. Stand up for your right. Stand up for. Nobody can cheat me this way. I'll show. What has it done for you? Fighter. What has it given you? You have lost everything by all your fights. It's wise to be pure. It's wise to be really pure. Not that you look pure, but you are not pure. Yeah, it's not easy not to be pure. Like you look pure, but you are not really pure inside and deep. It's not easy. It's wise. That's what the Bible says in James chapter 3. Gentle, taking of time. Take your time. Take your time. It's wise to take your time. The world will want to rush things. Rushing. Rushing to be rich. Rushing to be married. Rushing to have, rushing to be great, rushing to be on top, rushing to have power, rushing to be the leader, rushing. But the Bible says that it's the wisdom from above, it's just pure, peaceable, and gentle. It's like taking of time is far better than forcing your way into things. Take your time. Nobody becomes great in a moment or occupies the highest position. Even that position, if they take it from the person who is there and give it to you, you can't stay in it. Gentle, easy to be entreated. Huh? It's madness when no one can convince you. Yes. Look, you listen to my preaching over the years. It hasn't changed. It's saying the same. Serve God. Choose God. Put God first. Follow Him. It's the same message. There are some people, you preach to them and they can never be entreated. It's not wise. And it doesn't lead to a good thing. Easy to be entreated. Full of good fruits. Full of mercy. Yeah. Full of mercy. Wow. That's why we forgive. Somebody look at you and say, oh, but this guy, look at what he has done. How can you overlook? How can you forgive that? It's very serious. It's wise to be merciful. It's not that it is whatever. It's wise to show mercy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I don't know what version of wisdom you are using. Huh? Instead of quoting proverbs of wise men and all kinds of wise sayings, start to follow the word of God. Can I have an amen from somebody?
Amen.
So, number one is what? There's a wise version of what? Of what?
Music?
No, of everything, including music. There's a wise method, there's a wise version of everything. Ways, that why there's a worldly way of doing everything. Amen. So worldly methods, worldly ways. Are you with me? Yeah. And the characteristic of this worldliness is the fulfilling of passions. Just do what you feel. When it comes to you, fulfill it. Go for it. And exert it. Enjoy it. Amen. Number two, there's a worldly version of what? Number three, there is a worldly version of sorrow. Before I come to the worldly version of sorrow, worldly version of peace. Turn to John chapter 14 and somebody should read it. Please reading it. John 14 what? Not 14:6, 14:27.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen. My what? Peace I give to you. Not what? As the world giveth. Isn't it? Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So peace that is given to you is my peace. The peace of God is different from the peace of this world. The peace of God passeth understanding. Okay, you don't understand why you are at peace. It passes understanding and goes beyond understanding. And that's the peace that God gives. So when you say, I have peace in my heart, you say, why do you have peace? Why are you at peace? Because you have another type of peace. The worldly peace, everything has to be okay. But God's peace, everything doesn't have to be okay. And you are still at peace. How many want God's kind of peace? Amen. So when you are looking for a beloved, or you are looking for somebody to marry, what you need is the peace of God. About it. You have the peace of God. Say, yeah, he's not tall enough, but I have peace. He's not rich, but I have peace. He's not fair, but I have peace. He's from another tribe, but I have peace. You have the peace that passes understanding. That is the peace of God. Hallelujah. What kind of peace do you want? I want everything to be okay. Then I'll be all right. A lot of ladies worry about things all the time. You shouldn't be worried. Because you don't have the peace of God. So how can I be at peace when everything? You can be at peace if it's the peace of God. But if it's the peace of this world, not as this world gives, you can never be at peace. Some of you will never sleep well till you learn to have the peace of God. You will always take Valium till you die. Yeah, you cannot sleep in the night. Look, a lot of people are awake in the night. How many people are awake in the night? Because you are just there. Raise up your hand. No? Oh yeah, raise your hand. A lot of girls, sometimes boys, you see that you are just awake. You can't sleep. You are thinking. Sometimes you cry. Sometimes you feel sad. Huh? Hey, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Do you understand? You don't seem to understand it. You understand, but you are feeling hungry. The next one is sorrow of this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, verse 10. But we can read from verse 9. Or verse 8. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle had made you sorry, although it were but for a season. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might damage us in nothing. Verse 10. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Sorrow of where? The world. So the world also has its version of sorrow. And what does that version of sorrow do? Worketh death. Your lunch has not yet come? Okay. This is the last point, so. Now listen. Anybody who is always sorrowful, it worketh death. Yeah. Very bad characteristic you can ever have in a person. Oh, yeah. And there are a lot of people like that. Oh, now let's smiley, but Charlie, sorrow of this world is upon her path. Thinking, sadness, crying, moodiness, quietness, sad feelings. Hey! Oh, now let's smiling. It is not like that. Do you know anybody like that? Raise your hand if you know, not you, but you know somebody. The rest of you don't know anybody like that. You know somebody like that. You know somebody. You don't know anybody like that. Okay. You know somebody like that. You know somebody like that. You know somebody like that. You don't know anybody. I want to see those who don't know anybody like that. I want to see those who don't know anybody like that. Love, you know somebody like that? Who do you know like that? Yourself? Is it yourself? You know somebody like that, but you don't want to say his name. She's the one sitting by you. Who knows somebody like that here? You don't know anybody like that? Good. It's not good to know such people. Yeah. If sadness comes to your house, somebody dies, you can have sorrow that will kill you. Yeah. Never recover from it. Especially death of a close person. Yeah. And then moodiness. Yeah. That is why, you know, when sometimes somebody's wife dies, the person is going to marry again, people insult the person and say, your wife just died. Couldn't you show respect for your wife by waiting for 5 years before you even think about something like that? Yeah, your wife just died. Couldn't you show some respect? Just now, within 6 months, you have started looking at somebody. Usually, such men are criticized when they marry again. Usually, they are the ones who recover from this sorrow. Because a good man is very, pray for any good man whose wife dies, because he's genuinely affected mentally by the death of his wife. There are two things that are the highest stress for a human being on earth. One is the death of a spouse. It's supposed to be the highest stress in the world that you can experience. The death of your spouse or a divorce. Second is divorce. Because divorce is like the person is dead but is still alive. And it's insulting you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they are like very high stresses that a person can go through. Yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. Pray for somebody whose spouse is dead. It's very... That person, when the person brother marries, the person tries to separate from the sorrow of the world, which is trying to kill him. Yeah. But you see, demonized people will start to speak. They will start to show. Could you not show respect? Could you not show respect? Huh? Look at him. He was even glad when his wife died. We know them. As for a man, there is a beast. A man is an animal. Within 6 months, oh, you say it in Fanti. How would you say it in Fanti? As for a man, dear.
Beyinize.
Huh? They say what?
Beyinize. The man or what?
That's it. It is what I've heard it before. As for the man there.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Tiku, how do they say it in Nigerian? As for a man there. How do they say it?
Bishop, please, I don't know. I'm not fluent in my language. Igbo.
Obi.
How do they say it in Nigerian? What did she say? Dorothy, how do you say it?
She doesn't know. We are from the same place. I'm Igbo too. As in, woka, the man, Diego. That's woka, the man Diego, that this man is, it's like something like that. Man is bad or something like that.
Man is bad.
Look at Diego.
We thank you. We thank you for what you said about us.
Look at Diego.
Thank you. A sorrow of this world. So I'm giving you an alert. Don't let sadness, don't allow a person to be in your environment and superimpose depression on every quarter of your existence. That's why you must be in a relationship for some time. Because now let's smiley in the church, but Charlie, it's a depressive character. Moodiness is what? Hey! And when you experience your sorrows of this life, rise up again. Rise up. And the sorrow of this world worketh death. You will just die from it. You will die from it. Oh, as for good men, they have suffered from the sins of bad men. They are insulted with the insults of bad men and unbeliever men. And they are persecuted with the persecutions of unbeliever men. And the laws applied to wicked men are applied to them. Yeah. Hannah, is it true? Yeah. Yeah. So these are the versions. We got these versions. Wow. Will you remember all these things? Are you sure you will remember? Will you remember these times? Huh? All the things that we are sharing with you? Are you sure? When the day comes when sorrow is descending on you like that? Will you remember that this thing kills? Huh? Will you remember that it kills? And that you shouldn't let it kill you? Will you remember? Don't allow one member in a committee to become quiet and just change the nature of the meeting. You must remember. When we go out of the camp, you must remember lust of the eyes. Huh? What we are sharing. When your eyes start glittering and you see to whom for, to whom does it belong to whom to. To whom for? To whom does it belong to? To whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong to? When you see and your eyes start to twinkle, twinkly eyes, say, no, I don't go by what I see. I'm now no longer a lover of the world. Will you remember all the, will you remember the seven girls? Yeah, will you remember the seven girls? Will you remember the testimony, the times at the camp? That we have spoken about all these things. Remember. Because you need it as the years go by. Yeah. Because your eyes are still bright. Even after you have selected your husband or your wife and you are moving, you see, oh, what did I see? My God. Why didn't I wait 1 year more? I would have seen this one. If I had waited 2 years, I would have met this other one. Remember. It's important for Christians to remember when God is giving you a good message and a good time. Will you remember the different versions? Version of a method of everything. There is a worldly method of everything. Okay, welcome, Aida, before lunch.
You felt inside. Do you remember
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.